Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dick Dietz. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Bryant. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ron Bryant. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Taylor. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Torre. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Haig. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dal Maxville. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Parker. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Harry Parker. And now, play ball. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a fly ball into right field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant fires to first and has Brock trapped. There's the throw to Lanier who tags Brock for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball four. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Dietz and he is safe. Taylor steals second. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre takes first base on ball four. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into right field. Bonds picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Bonds. Taylor scores. Torre goes all the way around to score. Cardenal moves to third. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Joe Haig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haig hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dietz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart takes first base on ball four. Dietz moves to second. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dietz scores. Hart moves to second. It's 2-1, Cardinals. Ron Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haig scoops it up and throws to first, with Parker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Giants 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. One out. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bryant fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Parker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonds strikes out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuentes takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Fuentes moves to second. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Fuentes moves to third. McCovey moves to second. Reggie Cleveland now pitching. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Giants 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bryant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bryant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hart hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Taylor. Hart reaches second base with a double. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cleveland spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Cleveland. Hart moves to third. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lanier strikes out. One out. Ron Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 0-for-1 in the game. Bryant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torre fields it and throws to first for the out. Hart scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Giants, 2, Cardinals, 2. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Torre hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Haig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haig is 0 for 1 in the game. Haig hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Torre moves to second. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fuentes hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCovey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Reggie Cleveland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cleveland is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 2 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Henderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Taylor. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dietz takes first base on ball 4. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville fields it and throws to third for the out. Dietz moves to second. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lanier hits a ball on the ground into left field. Brock picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brock. Dietz scores. Hart moves to third. Lanier moves to second. It's 3-2, Giants. Ron Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bryant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-3 in the game. Bonds is walked intentionally. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Fuentes hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Torre strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-3 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, McCovey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Taylor, who is chasing the ball. Henderson reaches third base with a triple. McCovey goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Giants. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dietz takes first base on ball 4. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hart hits a fly ball into right field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Henderson tags and scores. Dietz tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-2, Giants. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Lanier is walked intentionally. Ron Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bryant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Russ Gibson now catching. Al Gallagher now playing third base. Joe Haig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haig is 0-for-2 in the game. Haig hits a line drive towards first. McCovey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxville is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cardinals 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Bonds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Bonds reaches second base with a double. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindsay fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 4 in the game. Mays is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCovey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fuentes moves to second. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Beauchamp pinch hits for Frank Lindsay. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Brock strikes out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 3 in the game. Javier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beauchamp moves to second. Jerry Johnson now pitching. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Gibson for a passed ball. Beauchamp moves to third. Javier moves to second. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Torre hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cardinals 2. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Hilgendorf now pitching. Russ Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gibson moves to second. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Simmons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torre fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardinal hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Haig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haig is 0 for 3 in the game. Haig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes misplays the ball. That's an error on Fuentes. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for Dal Maxville. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 5, and St. Louis Cardinals, 2. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.